for this issue. Now, last year, many of you joined us for three simulcasts that we did on the marriage issue. And one of those simulcasts we did from Bellevue Baptist Church in Memphis, Tennessee, Dr. Adrian Rogers Church. And in that particular program, the majority leader of the United States Senate joined us to talk about the critical nature of the battle for a marriage amendment. Well, tonight, he again joins us by video to talk about the importance of this battle that is now before us. He has been unduly criticized. He has been really demonized for the fact that he wants to communicate to you and to me tonight, and that's simply not fair. He is a just man. He is a good man. He is a courageous man that has provided great leadership in our nation's capital. And I am grateful that Senator Bill Frist is the majority leader. He is a friend of the family in this country.
Tony, thank you, and good evening to all of you. The judicial nominations debate has created quite a bit of controversy. Emotions are running high on both sides, and it reveals once again our country's desperate need for more civility in political life. All of us who are active in politics, whether Republican or Democrat, need to remember the lesson of Ronald Reagan, that we can disagree without being disagreeable. Now, let me tell you about a disagreement that is going on in our nation's capital. Never in 214 years, never in the history of the United States Senate, had a judicial nominee with majority support been denied an up or down vote until 2 years ago. In the last Congress, however, a minority of senators denied 10 of the president's judicial nominees an up or down vote. They wouldn't allow a vote because they knew the nominations would be approved. Now we're in a new Congress, and these same senators again threaten to obstruct the vote on judges. And even worse, if they don't get their way, they threaten to shut down the Senate and obstruct government itself. Americans elect their senators to vote on the people's business. That is a senator's job, to vote. If these senators were not prepared to fulfill their constitutional responsibilities, then why are they here in the first place? Right now, there are 46 vacancies on the federal bench. Four of the appeals court vacancies are in the region that serve my home state of Tennessee. These four nominees have been waiting a combined 13 years for a vote on the Senate floor. 13 years. Either confirm the nominees or reject them, but don't leave them hanging. Don't leave our courts hanging. Don't leave our country hanging. If the nominees are rejected, fine, that's fair. At least rejection is a vote. Give those nominees the courtesy and the respect of a vote. Let me tell you about Priscilla Owen, a Texas Supreme Court justice for the last 10 years. She has received praise from both the parties. Former Justice Raul Gonzalez, a Democrat, said, "I found her to be a political, extremely bright, diligent in her work, and of the highest integrity. I recommend her for confirmation without reservation." Justice Owen has also been a leader for providing free legal services to the poor, and she's worked to soften the impact of legal proceedings on children of divorcing parents. On May 9, 2001, President Bush nominated Justice Owen to the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. To this day, even though a majority of senators support her, she has been denied an up or down vote on the floor of the Senate. Ladies and gentlemen, Justice Owen deserves better. She deserves a vote. To ensure Justice Owen and other judicial nominees get a vote, I've been trying to work out a compromise that would do just that. It's not easy. My Democratic counterpart, Senator Reid, calls me a radical Republican. I don't think it's radical to ask senators to vote. I don't think it's radical to expect senators to fulfill their constitutional responsibilities. I don't think it's radical to restore precedents that worked so well for 214 years. Now, if Senator Reid continues to obstruct the process, we will consider what opponents call the nuclear option. Only in the United States Senate could it be considered a devastating option to allow a vote. Most places call that democracy. But let me make one important point. This option addresses only the delay of judicial nominees. In no way will it curb delays on legislation, which is a time-honored senatorial practice. Mr. Smith will still be able to go to Washington and take a stand on the Senate floor. Now, some Republicans, even some conservatives, don't think we should press the issue on requiring votes on judicial nominees. They're concerned that in the future, Republicans won't be able to use this same device to obstruct Democratic nominees. Well, that may be true. But if what Democrats are doing is wrong today, it won't be right for Republicans to do the same thing tomorrow. Ladies and gentlemen, our judiciary must be independent, impartial, and fair. When we think judicial decisions are outside mainstream American values, we will say so. But we must also be clear that the balance of power among all three branches requires respect, not retaliation. I won't go along with that. Allow me to close with how you can help. I hope you'll call your senators and remind them, whether they're Republican or Democrat, that they work for you. Tell them to do what's right. Tell them to do what's fair. Tell them to do their job. Give judicial nominees the up or down votes they deserve. Thank you for coming together to study this issue, and thank you for inviting me to be a part of this evening's discussion.